You know, many people have different kind of idea about the walk with Christ, different kind of thinking about the walk with Christ. Some people think that Christ came to make followers. They even quote the popular scripture in Matthew chapter 19, the verse 21, that Jesus Christ said to the young man that, go and sell all that you have and come and follow me. And they use these to explain the fact that it is necessary to follow Jesus Christ. Paul also said in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, the verse 1, that imitate me or follow me even as I imitate Christ. So these are all scriptures that support the fact that we are followers of Jesus Christ. I met a certain young lady and he said, I follow Jesus, I follow Jesus, I follow Jesus. And I said, oh, really? You follow Jesus? For you to get a clear understanding, let us look at what following someone really means. To follow someone or something means imitate, look up to, strive for, or aim at it. Everyone has something that he or she follows. It could be friends. It could be popular culture. It could be family. It could be selfish desires. It could be God. So in one way or the other, people are following something. In these days, in our social media days, people are following people on social media. Followers. Why do people follow people? Because they normally find something interesting about them. Maybe the way they do their things, maybe the way they talk, maybe the way they act are some things that they like. Some people follow popular radio programs, TV programs. Others follow football teams. Glory, hallelujah. So the personality that you look up to, you can even speak like the way he speak. You can walk like the way he walk. You can talk like the way he talk. You can act the way he acts. But you cannot have his life. You can imitate the person, but you cannot have the life of the person. In other words, the uniqueness of each and every individual makes it impossible for people who follow those individuals to become the same as those things are. So for Christ to even say that I and my Father are one, it means that the extent to which they operate is far beyond human understanding. Are you getting it now? Glory, hallelujah. People were drawn to Christ because he possessed something extraordinary. Because of what Christ possessed, that's why people were drawn to him. When you take the case of Peter, Peter was drawn to him because of the miracle that he showed to them that enticed Peter and his brothers to follow Jesus. And even Jesus even made a statement, I will make you fishers of men. In other words, Jesus even promised them something, even after they had seen those miracles. So also people follow after people based on promise, based on promise. Now, when you take the life of the disciples, their walk with Christ can be categorized into four main chapters. The chapter one is the life of Christ before his death. The second chapter was when Christ died. The third chapter was after his resurrection. And the fourth chapter was when the Holy Spirit came upon them. Hallelujah. When you take the first chapter, they followed Christ based on what they saw. Here they began to learn his teachings. They learned how he taught. Now, the second chapter is when he died. When Christ died, they lost confidence. They lost hope. Example is what Peter did. Peter rejected Jesus Christ 3 times. And in John chapter 21, Peter says, I go a fishing. There was loss of hope. The chapter 3 is after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The disciples were left with doubts. Some of them did not even believe. Thomas said, unless I touch his palm, I won't believe. He was not alone. The man that we followed is gone. Now we were there, all of a sudden, they came to tell us that the man is awake. The man has come back to life again. How did it happen? Now, to understand the kind of beings that they were until the time that Jesus came to them, let's all turn our Bible to Acts chapter 1, the verse 6. The Bible said, when they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore again the kingdom of Israel? This is the question they asked Jesus. They did not ask Jesus, Jesus, will you give us the power that you have so that we can do the things that you did? Then look at what Jesus said. It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father have put in his own power. The verse 8, he says, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of this earth. This is what Jesus said in response to their question. Their life was without the life of Christ. Following Christ means that looking up to him to do exactly what he did or what he does. So the first thing that draws us to Jesus is the mind to follow. That is the step one. The mind to follow draws us to Jesus. Now, when you come to Jesus, he don't expect you to follow him. He gives you his life. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. So the children of God are those who have the life of Christ. They are not those who follow Christ. Christ gave us his thumbprint. He gave us his fingerprint. How many of you knows that the fingerprint is the unique identity of every individual? Nobody that has been born on this earth, nobody that will ever be born will have the same fingerprint that you have. Jesus Christ gave us his life. In other words, those who have the Spirit of God live the life of Christ. Therefore, when they go, it is Christ that goes. When they talk, it is Christ that talks. They do not talk like Christ, but they talk what Christ says. In other words, if you are looking for Christ, you have to find those with the Spirit of God dwelling in them. Hallelujah. So what Christ came to do pretty much is what is outlined in John chapter 10, the verse 28. He said, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand. I give unto them. John chapter 3, the verse 16 says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. So it is clear that believing in Jesus Christ is to have the everlasting life. And that life is the life of the Holy Spirit. That life is the life of Christ. That life is what gave Christ the ability to do the things that he did on this earth. That life is the life that Christ had, that wherever he went, he did good. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. The Bible says that how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, going about healing all manner of sicknesses, and everywhere he went, he was doing good. Now, in our case, because we have the life of Christ, this is how we are going to say it. How God has anointed, God will out the call with the Holy Spirit and with power, going about healing all manner of sicknesses, and everywhere I go, I do good. Because the life of Christ is in you. In Galatians chapter 2, the verse 20, the Bible said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. When you read Colossians chapter 3, the verse 3 to 4, the Bible says that, "For you are dead and your lives are hid with Christ in God." And the verse 4 says that, "When Christ, who is your life, shall appear, then shall you appear with him in glory." This is the meaning of our relationship with God. You have followed Christ for a long time. It is time to stop following Christ and get his own spirit so that you will do exactly what he came to do. I am following Christ. I am following Christ. I am following Christ. Following Christ is for those who do not have the spirit. Once you don't have the spirit, you need to follow Christ until you get the spirit. Once you get the spirit, you become Christ on earth. You become Jesus on earth. You become Savior on earth. That is why your main aim, your main goal is what is stated in Acts chapter 26. Let's read from the verse 16. It said, "But rise and stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness both of these things which thou hast seen, and of those things in which I will appear unto thee, delivering you from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send you." Verse 18, "To open their eyes and to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan unto God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is in me." One thing you should know, once the Spirit of God came upon the disciples, they changed to become different people. They were not the same people that they used to be when they were following Jesus Christ. They became some people who gave instructions, orders. They began to give command. They began to operate in the same way that Jesus was operating. So therefore, Peter said to the one at the gate of Beautiful that, "Silver and gold have I none, but in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk." Then the person began to walk. Hallelujah. This is what Christ came to do. Christ came to give us his life so that we can live his life on earth. Hallelujah. We can live his life on earth. So those that have the Spirit of God are confirmed with God. Do not deceive yourself. Anyone that does not have the Spirit of God does not belong to God. It does not matter the way you follow Jesus. It does not matter how you do your things right or how you pay your tithes or how you do your things wrong. You can follow him, but you need the Holy Spirit. Once you have the Holy Spirit, then it means you will no longer follow him, but you rather act his life on earth. From today, I believe that you will act the life of Jesus on this earth. When people see you, they need to feel the presence of Jesus Christ. The presence of Jesus Christ brings about hope. It brings about healing. It brings joy. It brings peace. It brings life. It brings love. It brings everything that people need in this world. You need to be the savior of the world. And this is what God is calling you to do. Thank you, and do have a nice day.